All right, we are joined right now by Brian Lee. He is the coach of the Mattoon Pride 16 and under team, which just captured the national title this past week. Brian, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You must be still feeling pretty good about things after the successful tournament you had.
Really, we are. We had a great time down there. Saw some good teams while we were down there. Today's my first day back to work, so trying to get caught up there as well.
How's that transition going?
Slow.
I'll bet. But the experience of going to the Nationals, first of all, that's something in itself because not everybody gets that opportunity to go. You got to go down to Florida and, like you said, play some good teams. And your team came out on top, I believe, every game, right? You did not lose a game?
That's correct. Yeah, we actually probably the best we played all summer, which that's what you hope for. You know, when you go to your last tournament of the year, you're hoping to play your best softball at that time of the year, and that's definitely what we did.
When you went down there, first of all, it was pool play, right? Is that how it starts?
That's correct. We went down there, and actually, there weren't a lot of teams down there in terms of the different age groups as well. And so what they ended up doing was we ended up playing one of our pool play games against an 18B team, which means basically they were, 18 and under, B level, but they were from St. Louis, and we beat them 4-3 in our first game of pool play.
That had to be a nice little confidence booster.
It really was, especially, when you look at their team name, they were the St. Louis Prospects 97, which means that they were second year 18s, and really my entire team is a first year 16, with the exception of one player. Bree Paler is our only player that would be considered a second year 16U player.
You get the win there. Then how many pool play games were there to start with?
There were two pool play games. We played them, and we played a team out of Georgia for the second game. They were actually a 16A team that we played later on in our bracket play. And we knocked them off, I believe it was 4-1.
And then it goes into that single elimination bracket, or is it double?
It actually is double elimination.
Okay.
Yep.
But
and so we started off our first game playing a team out of Florida called the West Florida Crush. And, anytime you can play and compete and beat a team from the South, you're doing something well because those kids can play year-round.
No doubt.
It's different. We can practice a lot indoors, but, they're still playing games year-round.
Yeah, that's not the same as playing good competition year-round. That's no
correct,
doubt about that.
Correct. Last year when we went to Florida last year as well, and, teams down there were playing their 100th game. And, when we get down there to Nationals, we're playing in game 25, and everybody's wondering why we're only playing games 25.
Wow.
And a lot of that has to do with our high school season being in the spring.
Right. So you're able to capture the championship of the tournament. What was the feeling like when you saw the last out go down and the team celebration and knowing you had won such a prestigious title?
It's kind of funny because this was my last year with this group of kids, and I've been coaching a lot of them since they were 8 and 9 years old. So it was pretty bittersweet. The last three games we played all had rain delays in them, so that, kind of made it bad as well. We had built a 9-2 lead there in that last game and had a rain delay for about 30 minutes. So, that made it a little more stressful just, having to wait and wait and wait. And finally when that last out came out, we had basically our pitcher had a ground ball, a line drive right back at her, and another ground ball to end the game. So, it was a feeling that, you don't ever get to experience. We've been going to Nationals since, my daughter was 8, and, this is the first time we've played in that kind of game, championship game, and that's what I told our girls. I said this, I've been coaching for 9 years, and this is the first opportunity I've ever had to be in this game, and I said this may be your first and only time that you get to play in this game, so let's make sure we take advantage of it. And I'll tell you, the girls came out, and we hit the ball all over the field.
Yeah, you definitely can't take that for granted because it is hard to get that far, and it's even harder to win it. But the Mattoon Pride 16 and under softball team is a national champion. And Brian, we thank you for talking with us. Congratulations.
I appreciate it as well.
I know that's something that this group of people will remember for a very long time.
Yep, that's for sure. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk to you and go from there.